You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Page to Stage,
a conversation with theater makers.
We're your hosts.
That's Brian.
And that's Mary.
In this episode, you are attending the opening night of Chicken and Biscuits on Broadway. On October 10th, 2021, we had the pleasure of speaking with members from the show's cast and creative team and many notable guests.
Let's have everyone introduce themselves.
Hello, everybody. My name is Anya Mizell, and I play Latrice on Chicken and Biscuits on Broadway.
Everybody knows me as Bianca Laverne Jones, and I'm the Associate Director of Chicken and Biscuits.
I'm Natasha Yvette Williams, and I play Brianna.
My name is Devere Rogers, and I play Kenny Mabry in the show Chicken and Biscuits.
I'm Adam Honore, and I'm the lighting designer of Chicken and Biscuits.
My name is E. Clayton Cornelius. I'm the lead producer of Chicken and Biscuits.
So my name is Lawrence E. Moten III, and I'm the scenic designer for Chicken and Biscuits, making my Broadway design debut.
Hi, I'm Michael Park.
I'm Antonio Cipriano. I was in Jagged Little Pill on Broadway.
I'm Andrew Barth Feldman. I'm a performer and creator. I was in Dear Evan Hansen and Ratatouille and High School Musical, the Musical Series, and some other stuff on the internet that we did, if you like internet things.
I'm Lily Cooper, and I'm an actress.
Hi, I'm Telly Leung. I'm a Broadway actor.
I'm Jelani Aladdin, and I am a Broadway actor.
Hello, I am Philip Boykin, the Tony and Grammy nominee.
I am Tiffany Mann. I was on Broadway in Waitress and Be More Chill.
My name is Britton Smith. I'm an artist and a liberator, and I'm the president of the recently named Tony organization called the Broadway Advocacy Coalition. Learn about it. Let's go.
My name is Tamika Lawrence, and I'm an actor.
My name is Alex Boniello, and I'm an actor and a producer.
I'm Ashanti J. Aria. I am an actress. I am in The Prom, the tour of The Prom, and I was also in the previous production of Chicken and Biscuits.
My name's Nick Henge, and I'm playing The Moon in Carolina Change.
Hey, I'm Juwan M. Jackson. I am a Broadway actor. I'm currently Ain't Too Proud on Broadway playing Melvin Franklin.
Hi, I'm Lynn Nottage. I'm a playwright.
I'm Chris Rodriguez. I'm an actress.
Hi, I'm Sydney Morton, and I am an actor.
My name is Keenan Scott II, playwright of Thoughts of a Color Man.
Rachel Chavkin, and I am mostly a director in this industry.
Really hard question. Chicken and biscuits or chicken and waffles?
Honestly, chicken and waffles.
Okay. It's the sweet syrup that gets you? Okay.
Yes. It's the waffle, too, with the butter. And then the butter melts in the little squares. It got to be the butter in the squares.
I don't want to be shady, but I'm going to have to go with chicken and waffles.
Can I say chicken and waffles? Because I can pretend I'm not eating bread when it's a waffle. You can't really pretend that it was a biscuit.
Oh, that's so tough. I would have to say chicken and biscuits.
So I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, by way of Dallas, Texas. Whataburger is in my heart. So the honey butter chicken biscuit is one of the all-time greatest, and that is a chicken and biscuit combo. But in the great empire state of New York, I would say it's chicken and waffles, because I don't think anyone in the Northeast does chicken and biscuits like we do in the South, hands down.
I love chicken and waffles. That is cruel. But what's great about a biscuit is that it works savory or sweet. In fact, we have biscuits on stage every night, and Devere Rogers, I can't eat a biscuit 8 shows a week. I'm sorry. But Devere Rogers plays my boyfriend, or I play his boyfriend, I should say. He puts hot sauce on his biscuit. And I was like, oh yes. Biscuits can be sweet or savory. So biscuits are superior to waffles, I would say. But I prefer chicken and biscuits to their first. But I prefer chicken and waffles to chicken and biscuits myself.
I'm going to say chicken and biscuits. I love waffles, and yeah, I totally love that. But you know, this is my show. I gotta be loyal.
A lot of people say chicken and waffles, but chicken and biscuits.
Chicken and waffles.
I'm a chicken and waffles guy. But if it's sausage biscuits, then we got a different discussion.
Chicken and biscuits, for sure.
Waffles. I gotta go chicken and waffles, personally. But listen, I'm white. I don't know if that has any bearing over my decision. I love waffles. I'm Jewish. I feel like that's maybe part of it, but I don't know. I have to unpack that.
Well, I gotta go chicken and biscuits. I'm seeing chicken and biscuits tonight.
I am a chicken and biscuits fan. I love a buttery biscuit. I am also a Popeyes fan, so just like, I mean, when I'm having a bad day, I definitely go to Popeyes for my 3-piece and a biscuit, for sure. And I've always said fried chicken is the answer to world peace, because every culture in the world fries chicken. Chinese people, we love to fry chicken. Americans love to fry chicken. Koreans, every culture loves fried chicken. If we just had a bucket of fried chicken at the UN, we'd be good. Like, we would solve world peace.
Ooh, actually, I would say chicken and waffles. I think that the biscuit is sometimes too much to take in, too much to digest. But I love a biscuit separately with butter.
You know, I'm laying off of the bread, so I would prefer just the chicken by itself.
Chicken? I'm going to say chicken and waffles.
She almost said biscuits, everyone.
I almost said biscuits, but I do love a waffle, but a biscuit will do you right, honey.
Chicken and biscuits.
I like vegan chicken and waffles.
Waffles.
Oh, come on. Chicken and biscuits.
Oh, okay. If it's chicken and biscuits, it has to be honey butter.
Chicken and waffles.
I like chicken and biscuits.
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
I would probably go chicken and waffles.
Oh, I would go with chicken and biscuits, actually.
A play off the tagline for the show, how does live theater feed your soul?
How does live theater feed my soul? Oh, in so many ways, we don't have time to explain it.
By making you laugh, by making you feel, by making you cry, by letting you know you're there and you're present and you're alive.
Oh, it's just so exciting all the time. Like, you never know what's gonna happen. In Jagged Little Pill, there was like a paper airplane that got stuck in my hair, and it's like the fun things that happen that aren't usually a part of the show.
I think the soul of New York, the soul of the world was kind of missing for a second. We just come together to laugh in this case, or cry, or whatever it is. It's a communal experience. That is the opposite of what we've had for the last, you know, the ongoing unpleasantness. So to be here now, I feel completely full, truly.
Live theater is palpable, and you can feel the energy in the room, and that quite literally feeds my soul.
Live theater feeds my soul because it's people's stories that I can connect to, and it makes me feel not so alone in the world. So in a way that you can like sit around and have a meal with people and share an experience, that's theater to me. You're sitting down and you're having a meal with them, and the meal and the food that you're having is stories and empathy and compassion and understanding. So I'm ready for a meal.
Live theater is about community coming together, and so it's about my soul actually connecting with everybody else's soul in the same time and place and sharing the story that we're happening in front of us one time only. And so it lifts my soul, it energizes my soul, and it purifies my soul.
Live theater feeds my soul because we get to see a window into so many different types of lives and get to be right there and feel the moment. And you'll never share a moment just like that ever again. And it gets to be new and fresh for each and every person that comes and attends the show.
I think community and gathering feeds my soul. I love to be in a moment where everybody laughs at the same time, where everybody holds their breath at the same time. I love to be in a moment of community because it, when it's good, lines us all up.
Live theater allows me to think. I think a lot of times bad theater or bad movies beat you over the head with an idea. Like, they want to get you to get the point. And what I love about theater is that it's like Gil Scott Heron said, the revolution will not be televised. It's something that starts in your brain, and then you think about it over time.
I think a truly communal experience that only happens once is genuinely special, and as more time in my life passes, the more I realize it's special. So I think that's how.
As an actor, as an artist, as a human, the opportunity to experience having a mirror put in front of us, or being a mirror to society about what's good or bad in our collective opinion, is priceless. And I feel really blessed to be able to be a vessel for humanity.
It's everything. It's okay, so I'm an artist in this theater, and we depend on each other, and we depend on the community, and we depend on supporting each other, and we're so generous with each other. And like, to be in this field, you have to eat, drink, live, like, everything live theater. So it's been so ingrained in my body that I couldn't even imagine living without live theater one day. So
how does live theater feed my soul? It's only a one-time experience that you get to experience, you know? So everything that happens on the stage at that moment is only one time. And so that's what I love about the art. That's what I love about capturing people for however long that we're there in theater and in the audience. And so, you know, it's just special, and I'm so glad that it's back.
I love to go to theater because it is one of the few places where you can get the communal energy of people, where people are laughing and crying, where you can have catharsis, and where, you know, you leave at the end and you've had some sort of shift in perspective.
I think it's the only place where you can have a communal experience that will never happen again, and you get fed that way, and then you get to do it the next night with a whole new group of people. It's unique.
When a group of people come together
to create something, it's magic. And it's live every night, so we get that magic in person every night.
It feeds all of it. There's nothing like performing and feeling the energy from a live audience.
Oh, people are very strange, and I love being in the room with them.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
How has this process of developing this play fed your soul?
It's real community. I've never done this before, and I had people that supported me through this new moment. It's not the cutthroat movie version of what they think Broadway is. Everybody was patient and kind and created from a place of love. And I didn't know that mainstream art could do that. And that art feeds my soul in general. But when art is crafted in love, I'm full. I'm just full.
I feel seen and appreciated in this community where we're getting the opportunity as Black performers and creatives and artists to come together and do a thing that I always do, but it's different because it's a very specific story that is being embraced by the entire community of the world, more specifically the theater, people who go see theater, more specifically Black people, and even more specifically Black creatives, which includes me. And I'm just very, very proud of this moment.
In so many ways. One of the biggest is just actually being around people. The isolation of the last 18 months was deafening, you know, and depleting and depressing and all of those things. But as I sat in the dark space of it, imagining what was going to happen and us coming out of it, I could have never imagined the joy that I'm getting now. Coming to work every day is a joy. Working with people who've never been on Broadway and are so excited about it is a joy. Coming into a space with people and being seen and heard in a production that is written by African-American people and directed, and the team is BIPOC, and it's just an opportunity as Broadway moves forward for them to say, I see you, I value you, and I love you. So it's just a perfect, it has fed my soul affirmation. It has said I'm valued, and not just because I'm a Black woman. This show encompasses a whole lot of people that are underrepresented, underserved, and not seen. And so this show feeds my soul in that it gives me hope and affirmation. And it will give it to everyone who walks through those doors. They find something, some piece of bread, some chicken piece, some piece of biscuit to feed your soul. So you're fed in the affirmation of self. So whoever you are, whatever walk you come from, you can find a kernel at Chicken and Biscuits to grab hold to and to be nourished by, because that's what it's doing. It is nourishing all of us every night.
After the time that we all have had, it's just been such an amazing experience to be back in the room with people and work on something and work on a piece that's so transcended in joy and laughter and family and heart and healing. And it really healed all of us during this process, because we were yearning for this. We've been yearning for this. And the fact that it happened this way during this season with seven new Black plays coming, it's just, it's like something you can't even like make up. It's just only a blessing that comes from God. So I'm just so excited.
By far the family. I think Jalen Levinston has found the right people. He's found, I mean, not only did he find the right people, but, you know, Lawrence E. Moten III and I go back to, we were, you know, interns at a theater festival in the weeds 10 years ago. And now here we are celebrating our Broadway design debuts. So he found the right groupings of people and pairs of people like Ebony Marshall Oliver and I have been working on shows for years. And this is our Broadway, you know, debuts together. So he really reached into his toolkit and found the people with the right toolkits to get this show on stage. And he's created a family with it. Like, never have I been through such a lovely tech process and in such a difficult space, because Circle in the Square is not an easy space. But he set up a room with the right people that were ready to have a good time. The audience, the response, social media, hearing the call and respond during the sermon, it makes you feel like the work you're doing is being received. And that's all you want as artists, is to know that someone is sitting there viewing it, taking it in, and enjoying themselves.
Being back in the theater, being back in a rehearsal room, and being in front of an audience, not just in front of an audience, but like in front of a raucous audience and in the middle of the audience. It has fed my soul in all the right ways, because this is the kind of play, I'll say this, this is the kind of play that doesn't usually get on Broadway for a lot of reasons. And it's the kind of play that I feel like should be on Broadway. No, it isn't like existential. No, it isn't like, you know, it isn't like the death of a salesman about all of America and working class. It is about all of us. That's the thing, that like this play, people sit down and they think, okay, how is it, this is going to be about how we're different? But it's not about how we're different. It's actually about how we're the same. And so it does belong on Broadway. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, it's there are bits and we chew the scenery and we let the audience like go crazy. But it is also about how we're all the same and how we're all connected. And that is Broadway. That is perfect for Broadway. And that's why it belongs on Broadway.
Oh my God. What's been great about this whole thing is that it's a relatable story. Like I've lived through this. I know this story very well. Also the fact that we have so many people who are so grateful to be working, that it's a joy to come to work. You know, not that I haven't had that in the past, but this particular family has been a joy. And I think because of the fact that we came out of something so traumatic with the pandemic and everything, you know, we're still kind of going through it, but it's been a wonderful process.
It's so full of love and joy and, you know, hearts. And even though it's a largely Black African-American cast, it is connecting to so many cultures, so many people. And that's the love that we're bringing to Broadway. We're trying to bring a change, and this is the change. And I hope that it's not just for this season, but it can happen again and again, year after year.
Thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Page to Stage. To keep up with us, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Page to Stage Podcast.
And if you're enjoying these conversations, we would really appreciate it if you could take a couple minutes to rate and review us wherever you're listening to this podcast. Until next time.
That's Brian.
That's Mary.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
I gave you horrible answers. Don't lie to me.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.